The year of the natural disaster had another twist for us on Friday when Japan suffered a massive earthquake and subsequent tsunami.
And as ever, we covered it on The Bunch.
One of the Australian people who were in Japan when the earthquake struck, WA Senator Michaela Cash, ended up being stuck on a train. Was your train stopped because of a power outage?
There had been severe electrical and rail damage. So we ended up being for about 7 hours just sitting in the middle of a track.
Jody Bourgeois is a professor of Earth and Space Sciences at the University of Washington, but currently visiting professor at Hokkaido University Institute of Seismology and Volcanology in Japan.
In deep water, they move at, it's commonly compared to the speed of a jet plane.
I suppose it sounds like a jet plane too when it comes in.
I've interviewed eyewitnesses who've described it that way.
Damien Ryan from Channel 9 News.
No fuel, so, and that's another issue for all these poor people. They have no fuel, they have no water, and there's a lot of places around here that don't even have power.
The Bunch for Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30 on Mix 94.5.
On tomorrow's show, we've got a very special guest.
He's hilariously funny.
Uh-huh.
Has often been seen dressed as a woman.
Check.
He's so funny, John Cleese once described him as the Lost Python.
So nice.
It's actor and comedian Eddie Izzard.
Oh.
You didn't think we were talking about you, did you?
No, of course not.
So join us tomorrow morning to hear one of the funniest comedians on the planet and Captain Paul.
The Bunch for Breakfast with Freddie, Lisa and Captain Paul. Weekdays from 5:30 on Mix 94.5.
Our man in the Wildcats joins us now, Damien Martin. Also, on bigger things, it's between you and another player for an Olympic spot.
Oh, yeah, right? I mean, it's down the track a little while.
But, well, you know.
Who do we need to talk to Harding?
Who can we get on?
Adam Gibson, if you're listening.
The Bunch for Breakfast, weekdays from 5:30 on Mix 94.5.